And a very good morning to you. As always, great touching base with Deutsche Welle. Now that Christmas and the New Year's festivities, of course, are well behind us, many people have turned their focus to a healthier 2021. Some people go, how do you get healthier when there's a COVID lurking around in different strains? But there are ways of doing it. So Keith Walker hosts DW's Inside Europe, and he recently spoke with a best-selling author and high-performance coach about how to biohack 2021 to have a healthy and happy year. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Kino, and good to have you back.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. So you spoke to Sim Land. Tell us about
yes.
that.
Yes. Well, Sim is based in Estonia, which is in the very cold north of Europe, and he is a biohacking rock star who takes his health and well-being very seriously. Now, I don't know about you, Kino, but I had a lot of mince pies and Christmas cake over the festive season, not to mention a lot of chocolate, to admit it, but, you know, this is what happens. No. And, yeah.
No, it does. I mean, I obviously had the COVID thingy, and the one positive thing about COVID-19 for me, to be very honest with you, is I couldn't eat the mince pies. I couldn't eat any of those stuff that I traditionally love, and I lost 9 kilos. So I think, you know, once all the coughing's gone and I can actually, you know, walk for long enough, then I reckon there would be a slight silver lining that I've got to, you know, keep in tow.
So. Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, health is on our mind at this time of year. And I asked Seem, how can we turn those bad eating habits around?
You know, there's nothing inherently harmful about this thing as long as you're able to get back on track, so to say. So the bigger problem is that if these bad habits tend to stick around, then the weight will never come off. So as long as you're getting back on track, then there's not a lot of apathy you should feel about it. So that's what I will first and foremost start off with, that you shouldn't feel guilty about it or try to punish yourself, because that can also create this bad relationship with food. And instead, you just have to start to live the healthy lifestyle again of eating whole foods, not overeating, moving on a regular basis, doing some exercise, and just making sure that you're not stressed out about it, or so to say, because if you get into like a vicious cycle of yo-yo dieting, then that will never actually get you anywhere. So yeah, I think the most important thing is to just get back on track and take your fitness goals more seriously, of trying to be more consistent with workouts and making sure that you don't overeat calories.
Wow. So that's sometimes easier said than done, but you know, it's good advice, you know, and the thing I got from that is don't feel guilty about the mince pies.
Exactly. And workouts, by the way, you don't have to sweat and fill a pool every time you get off the treadmill. It could be a simple brisk walk for 40 minutes if you're close to an ocean. Do so along the promenade or something.
Exactly.
You know, but that's, as you said, easier said than done.
Yeah, and a lot of people, they say, well, why don't I join a gym? Now, as we know, the gyms are closed during the COVID outbreak, but Sim Land says that's no excuse, and he has the solution.
I think it's slightly harder because a lot of gyms or parks and these open spaces tend to be closed. At the same time, there's not the like big obstacles to being fit. So you can just even use your own body weight to stay healthy and improve your fitness. So like body weight exercises are something that I love. I use those things on a regular basis. And, you know, even simple yoga movements, some planks and some other holds, those things are also something that you can do even like in a very small, small apartment without access to like weights or something. So there's never like really an excuse not to be able to work out, because you have your body. Like that's the only prerequisite you have to have. You have your own body and you can use it. Walking around is definitely good. So to say, like walking around in nature is something I do myself every day. And even if you are like in the city, then you can find some way to walk and do this lower intensity movement.
So excuses be gone.
Exactly. And make it fun.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
At least you can squeeze that mince pie in on a Saturday or a Sunday, right? If you've done enough of the fun walking, whatever in between.
Kino, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was sleep. Mm-hmm. because a lot of people are not sleeping well because of the thing. You know, it's all around us, and people are not sleeping as well as they should. And Seem explains about the sleep hormone melatonin and how he winds things down in the evening to get a good night's sleep.
Trying to find ways to relax and wind down in the evening is something that I kind of value a lot, and I deliberately don't, you know, scroll through the social media feed or watch some stimulating news or scary events or something, because those things are just going to wire you up and keep you awake. So definitely some wind down period is very effective to relax and fall asleep. On a more, like a more immediate effect, you can also try to dim down some of the lights in your house, because bright lights do like inhibit your body's ability to fall asleep, and they reduce the amount of deep sleep you get, and they reduce the quality of the sleep, so to say. So you produce less melatonin, and as a result of that, you'll feel more tired in the morning, and you'll also have like other health problems because of the reduced melatonin production. So you can use like these filters on your smartphones or like these blue blocking glasses that you can use. So you can still use your like technology in the evening, but if you use these blue blockers or these filters, then you can kind of biohack it, so to say. Another thing very important for melatonin production and sleep is a lower temperature. So the reduction in body temperature is a signal for the body to start producing sleep hormones and prepare for sleep. So people like maybe to sleep in a very warm rooms, but research does show that, you know, cooler temperatures tend to be better for sleep.
Wow.
And that's something that I've tried, Kino, and I'm doing that, and it really does help a lot.
I mean, I did it last night. Put a bit of a fan on, and not direct wind. So doing the indirect cooling, and you can feel a bit of a breeze. I totally agree with that. I can't sleep when it's hot. I'll probably then end up getting 4 hours, 4.5 hours sleep versus 6 to 7 on a normal night. But yeah, always very fascinating. Sim is. I mean, it's the second. Yeah, you know, we've heard from him before, and I checked up and did some research on him. Very, very fascinating guy indeed, Keith.
So yeah, absolutely. He's got a huge following, and when we had him on the show, there was such a great reaction that we had him back on.
That's right. And you're, by the way, listening to Keith Walker, who hosts DW, it's Deutsche Welle, Inside Europe. What are things like in Germany at the moment, by the way? Just in Bonn, with COVID, with everything else. Just paint a bit of a picture for us.
Well, the numbers are up. We're on lockdown. So how that works is the supermarkets are open. Pretty much everything else is closed. The drugstores are open, so if you need to fill a prescription, yes, you can get that done. You can go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
But anything else, like if you want to go and get a haircut or a massage or anything like that, no, you cannot do that.
Okay, well, listen. You were saying.
And that's ongoing. So that's been extended until the end of this month, and we're thinking it's probably going to be extended beyond that as well.
Yeah, and the economy suffer and all the rest of it. But at the end of the day, we need to save those lives. But Keith,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Keith Walker hosts DW's Inside Europe. Now, continue staying cool at night, Keith, and keep biohacking, my friend. Great chatting.
You too, Kino. Good to have you back. Take care of yourself.
Thank you so much.